track 5. And now we come to the family notices. And there are 12 deaths to report this week, starting with Byrne, Anthony, Bino. On July 21st at Torbay Hospital, aged 81 years. Funeral service will be Wednesday, the 7th of August, service at Torquay Crematorium at 12:30 p.m. No dress code. Donations for Macmillan Nurses Fund and Cancer Research.
Clifford, Tina, passed away unexpectedly at Torbay Hospital on Monday, the 15th of July, aged 76 years. A celebration of life to be held at the Jolly Farmer Function Suite on Thursday, the 15th of August, at 12 noon. Donations if desired to Parkinson's UK or Bowel Cancer UK.
Jefford, Margaret, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, the 17th of July, 2024, at Summerford Care Home, aged 85 years. Funeral service to be held at Parker's Funeral Directors on Wednesday, the 7th of August, at 12:30 p.m. Please wear bright colour clothing, family flowers only, and donations if desired, Devon Air Ambulance by retiring collection.
Latham, Eva, passed away peacefully at home on the 16th of July, aged 92. A celebration of Eva's life will be held at St John the Evangelist, Bobby Tracy, on Tuesday, the 13th of August at 11:30. Donations if desired for Rowcroft Hospice at Home by retiring collection.
Large, Donald, known as Don, 12th of September 1934 until the 25th of July 2024. He passed away peacefully on Thursday, the 25th of July. A memorial service at Torquay Crematorium will be held on Wednesday the 7th of August at 5:15 p.m. The family invite you to join them afterwards at the Alice Cross Centre at Tynmouth. Donations, if required, to the Alice Cross Centre and the RNLI.
Laville, Peter, passed away on Friday the 12th of July 2024, aged 83. Funeral service to be held at the Church of St. Peter, St. Paul and St. Thomas of Canterbury, Bobby Tracy, on Monday the 12th of August at 11:15 a.m, followed by a private cremation. Please wear cheerful attire by request, family flowers only please, and donations if desired to the Church of St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Thomas of Canterbury by retiring collection.
Melanie Harry passed peacefully away on July the 21st, aged 80 years. Funeral to take place in the Mayor's Parlour in Bitton House on Monday the 12th of August at 10:30 a.m, followed by a burial at Conqueror Wood. Donations if desired for the Friends of Dawlish Hospital.
Salter Barry passed peacefully at home on Tuesday the 9th of July, aged 89 years. Funeral service to be held at All Saints Church, High Week, on Thursday the 15th of August at 11 a.m. Donations if desired to RSPB and Cancer Research.
Cyril Eric Hugh, Tynmouth's own Mr. Music, sadly passed away on the 18th of July, aged 92. Funeral service to be held at St. Michael's Church, Tynmouth, on Monday the 12th of August at 2 p.m. Flowers can be sent to Co-op Funeral, Tynmouth, and donations to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Shoreland Monica passed away peacefully at Torbay Hospital on Thursday the 18th of July, aged 75 years. Private family funeral service to be held on Tuesday the 13th of August. Donations, if desired, to the Stroke Association charity by retiring collection.
Stentiford Clare died peacefully on the 19th of July at Rowcroft Hospice. Funeral service and celebration of Clare's life will be at 11 a.m. on Monday the 12th of August at St Andrew's Church, Ipplepen. Clare left all flowers in the garden, and you are welcome to bring a single flower from your garden or hedgerow to place on her coffin or wear on your person. Please, no sombre clothes. Donations, if desired, in memory of Clare for Rowcroft Hospice.
Bird, Unity, passed away peacefully at home on Sunday the 21st of July, aged 82 years. A funeral service will be held at St John the Evangelist, Bovey Tracy, on Thursday the 15th of August at 11 a.m. Family flowers only by request. Donations to Rowcroft Hospice may be given by retiring collection or sent to the funeral directors. This concludes the notices for this week.